In the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says, for those for whom the spiritual world is the goal, there is no material competition or envy in this material world. Srila Prabhupada writes, because only those people can make spiritual world their ultimate goal, those who have a very particular type of consciousness about their identity. Who are they? He says, generally, when the urge of the living entity to give love and receive love from Krishna and delight in this exchange of love, when that nature of living entity is not properly understood, it comes out as physical urges on the physical body, which we call a sex life. Or it comes out through the subtle body as the emotional need of feelings of insecurity or feelings of wanting to be loved by someone or wanting to love someone on an emotional platform. But beyond this grass and subtle coverings of the of material coverings over the soul, the real, the genuine urge of the living entity to give love and receive love from Krishna, which is very natural to him, which is actually covered over by so many material coverings. When that is really understood, then a devotee can develop an emotional attachment to Krishna. So, if you read Srila Prabhupada's books carefully, especially the Krishna book, when Prabhupada wrote, Prabhupada said, this book we have written to give solace to the devotees who are feeling separation from Krishna. Prabhupada writes that. Actually, Srila Prabhupada expected that devotees develop such an emotional attachment to Supreme Lord as being his eternal servant. Heart of hearts, if a devotee does not delight in this relationship, that I am eternal servant of Krishna. Just like once Advaita Acharya was asked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tell me, what benediction do you want? He said, what benediction can I ask you, my dear Lord? You have already given me the ultimate benediction of giving me the good fortune of dancing in front of you, and you are willing to witness my dance, acting as your servant and dancing for your pleasure. Can there be anything better than this boon? Like that he asked. And we are dancing every day, not just once in a while. So, when a jiva is fortunate enough to delight in this identity, just like Hanuman is delighting in being Ram Das, servant of Ram, Garuda is satisfied in his relationship as servant of Vishnu. And they not only are just satisfied that I am becoming happy, no, I am receiving an opportunity to render service to my most lovable and worshipable Lord again and again and again and millions of times. And I am not deprived of this position. I am having this opportunity. So that gives the devotee ever-increasing joy and keeps that relationship ever fresh. It is a relationship which never becomes stale. And there is a kind of ever-exceeding expectation and excitement in the heart for being given the fortune to render service to that most lovable person. That is why devotion service in general should be performed with this consciousness of Dina Krishna Das, A Vishwas, Korile Tovar, Dukanai. Like in this song also we sang Tulasi song also. Dina Krishna Dase Koi, Yeyana Morahoi, Sri Radha Govinda Preme, Sadayana Basi. This is root identity of every living entity. And if one does not solidify in one's consciousness this identity, and if one is foolish in accepting the superficial upadis as this post and that position and becomes covered by material dust, that material dust will go into our eyes and make us cry in this world. And afflicted by ahankar, afflicted by material consciousness. We'll be hustling and bustling with material activity with no connection with the soul and its true identity. And when we forget our true identity, we become so covered over, just like iron covered over by so much of dirt and dust. Sometimes you dig it out of the ground, iron ore, and it looks like sand only. It looks like dust. You throw it on the ground, no sound only. But when you clean it, when you cleanse it completely, take out the iron and you put on the ground, clang, sound will come. Because the identity of the jiva is forgotten so badly. So, when the real identity is understood, then all the devotional activities are full of sense and full of nourishment to the soul, because we are nourishing the real personality. So, chanting with emotional attachment, calling out the Lord's name in our platform means that we should recognize oneself to be eternal servant of Krishna and servant of devotees, and reinforce this identity in one's consciousness repeatedly. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that anyone who makes an effort to hold a particular type of consciousness in his mind and heart, especially this type of consciousness, over a period of time, this identity will become very strong. For example, when somebody is not married to any woman, in the beginning he only has identity that I am son of this mother and this father. And that identity is very, very strong. But after a person is married to a woman, naturally he claims everywhere that I am husband of so-and-so, I am father of so-and-so, this is my mother-in-law, father-in-law. The new identity has come for him, and that identity becomes completely reinforced in his consciousness, if you see. Over a period of time, he develops that bond very strongly. Prabhupada says, a man and woman, they don't even know each other in the beginning. But once they are married, they can never be separated from each other. He says, once they are married, the identity becomes so strong for him. But as far as the jiva is concerned, it is not a new relationship with Krishna that he makes. It is his everlasting, eternal, strong relationship with Krishna, which he has as Krishna's servant. And if one does not study Shastra looking in the pages of, whether you read Mahabharata, Ramayana, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavata, whatever books you read, to reinforce our true identity again and again as eternal servant of Krishna, wanting to serve him, then we will imagine ourselves to be some material heroes, and we'll be looking for heroines in this material world. And we'll become simply foolish, wandering in this world of Maya. That is why there are two oceans. One ocean is Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, in which all the sharks are, in Hindi they call it Gota Lagana. They jump like this and they come into water. You have seen sharks or dolphins doing like that. And every time they do, the water, waves expand. The ocean is ever-swelling ocean. The more you jump up and down in that ocean, it expands. Similarly, the bhakti rasa is such a thing. The more you practice bhakti, the more you practice bhakti. Ocean also expands and you are also jolly. That is the nature of bhakti. Like the sharks in the ocean of bhakti rasa. Whereas the material world is called as samsara sagar. Bhavarnava. Isn't it? Anadi karma phale padi bhavarnava jale. Taribare nade ki upay. So without knowing any upay, how to rise above the samsara sagar, there are some sharks and fishes who are also jumping up and down in this water of samsara. And this water is very dangerous waters, because there are innumerable enemies for a person in the samsara waters who are constantly tormenting him and torturing him and causing him so much pain. So it is said in bhakti, the ocean of bhakti, there is no limit to the happiness and bliss that one experiences. And in the ocean of samsara, there is no limit to the kicks that Maya gives. Repeatedly she keeps giving kicks. The living is running here and there, and again, seeing back and giving, getting kicks, again running. Again and again, you've seen sometimes somebody chases a dog. He runs some distance, gets some beating, and then again turns back, again he gets a kick. Birth after birth, we have been getting kicks from Maya. Still, Prabhupada says sometimes that he donkey gets a kick from she donkey and he enjoys also. How nicely she is kicking. Similarly, the living entity also sometimes enjoys the kicks of Maya due to his utter foolishness. So, if one is sincere, one can understand this kick is not an enjoyable kick. This is a suffering kick. Just like people eating, you know, mutton and chicken, they think they are enjoying. People smoking and drinking liquor, they think they are enjoying. This Maya's kick is like that only. We think we enjoy. She kills us actually. She is like a witch who is sharpening her knife to slit the throat of the foolish living entity lying on the lap of witch of Maya. If one can only understand, then one can give up this Bhavaranava and go to the Bhaktira Samprata Sindhu and expand one's devotional consciousness by developing a devotional attachment to Krishna as his eternal servant. With this understanding, chanting of the holy name, rendering of devotional service, everything will be full of meaning and full of joy, because devotee does not put faith in the external world, bahirartha manina, like the demons do. He does not pay value to the external world, which is seen by the mundane material eyes, which is simply like a passing cloud, which comes, stays for a while and disappears. Whereas the true identity is in the spiritual world, Dina Krishna Das, Ehi Vishwas. Without cultivating and strengthening this consciousness, we will never be able to grow in spiritual life. But if we cultivate and strengthen this consciousness, then chanting is surely nourishing the soul. And the nourishing the soul means the soul becomes ever increasingly ecstatic. Harinam Prabhu ki.